This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Tampa Bay, that's what people are saying. You might have watched the Super Bowl. Tom Brady wins his seventh Super Bowl, this time with Tampa, as Tampa Bay just simply rolled over Kansas City. Kansas City never in this game. The final score, 31-9, and the 43-year-old quarterback again hits lucky seven. Ultimately, it's also about the halftime show. The Weeknd did the halftime show, pumped his own $8 million into it. And then it's also about honoring people and the commercials and the highlights. We will, in the man cave during this hour, go deeper into what happened in the Super Bowl. But first of all, our live studio audience, socially distanced, of course, they have something to say to Tampa Bay. Yeah, you can't take it away from Tampa Bay. I love that Tom Brady, after the game, when he was interviewed by Jim Nance, and Jim Nance was trying to get him to say, which was the best of the Super Bowls? And he said, oh, no, this is for these guys. They'll have it forever. And this is what's happening now in Tampa Bay. I thought that was smart. Because, of course, people want to know, is this it? Is he going to retire? And, of course, he's not going to retire. He says he's going to play till at least 45, and who knows if he plays longer than that. But it was the 55th Super Bowl. It was lopsided. Kansas City and Pat Mahomes just could never get anything together, and you have to also credit the defense for Tampa Bay. They were fantastic, and we'll dive more into the X's and O's and some other highlights, and if anyone nailed the score or not, as we jump into that man cave later, like I said, this hour. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, did you wear a mask this weekend? I saw a lot of people double masking everywhere that I went, and I thought bravo for them, because they heard the double masks. That's what the top doc says. Anthony Fauci works even better. So I did see a lot of that when I was running in and out of a couple places here and there. And I'll just say this. For the Super Bowl, I decided to surprise the other and get some wings. Because, of course, how many chicken wings are eaten during the Super Bowl? It's a crazy astronomical number. I'll talk about it because I did the research for my book, Invade the Man Cave, and I had no idea. Duh me. I just have something to tell you all at the top of this. A great suggestion when it's a big holiday or event, because, of course, we don't want to super spread, so you're not going to stay in the restaurant, that kind of thing, but you're going to go and pick up the wings. So I thought, oh, surprise them, order the wings, go pick it up. No. It was like a rock concert, lined out the door, even though it was pre-ordered, prepaid, all of that. And I have never seen people so furious. Where's my wings? And they were all comparing times of when did you call in? When did you call in? We're here at Hooters. When did you call in? We're getting the best wings that we can get. But this is ridiculous. And as it turns out, my friends, there is the magic of delivery. And we live in the pandemic era, still here in 2021. So what couldn't be more popular is having them delivered by DoorDash or Uber or any of the other services that are available. So what happens is, when you're the restaurant, and this is a good day, and you have all these orders, you have to process not the orders as they come in necessarily here and there, but you have to deal with all of the delivery people who have a certain amount of time to get their food to the people that they're delivering them to. So imagine how many wings were made. But how many people cut the line? People talk about cutting the line in COVID. There was a lot of cutting the line when it came to chicken wings. So I just want to tell you all of this. don't make the same mistake I made. If it's a big event day and you're doing your best, you're trying to support the local franchise, whatever it is, wherever you're going, you're probably going to be behind the line no matter when you called in because you have all these drivers and other people who are ordering food. Yeah. It's not about ordering food. It's about what's starting in Washington, D.C., the second impeachment trial in less than 2 years. The former president, Donald Trump, who was the subject of a poll where millions who likely voted for him now say they want him barred from future office. And that's the idea of what's happening in the Senate. That's what the Democrats would say. But I don't think they're going to find 17 Republicans who will make that dream come true. Remember, back on January 6th, and I think this is going to be one of the key things they're going to open with, meaning the Democrats, as they present evidence, this is what the president had to say before the mob hit the Capitol.
Don't fight like hell. You're not going to have a country anymore.
All right, so remember, that was one of the things he said in the rally, and he said, I'll go down to the Capitol with you. And he didn't do that. He was in the White House, and he was watching like the rest of us as to what happened and unfolded and now has set up the barricades around our Capitol. And many of the people who have been arrested and charged with trespassing and inciting violence and a slew of other charges, depending on what the FBI has on them, and most of that was found on social media, they're saying that they were just following the orders of the man who leads them. And one of them was a realtor in Dallas, and this is courtesy of CBS. And here's what Jenna Wade had to say about why she went into the Capitol, took all kinds of pictures, stood right next to broken windows and that kind of thing.
I thought I was following my president. I thought I was following what we were called to do.
So I think what she said is what a lot of the others are saying as well. So what does that mean for the lawyers for the former president? What does that mean for Donald Trump? And what will they say to that? Because that's ultimately, I believe, what the entire case is going to be about. But the outcome of this trial is not in doubt, peeps. It's not. I said that. It is mathematically impossible to me. He is poised to be acquitted by the Senate. It would take two-thirds to convict him on that article. And at least 17 Republicans have to join all of the Senate Democrats to convict. The president's not expected to appear. He's already said that, or pretty much that's been reported, after his lawyers rejected the Democratic request to have him testify. His lawyers are expected to argue that the Senate can impeach a former president and that Trump's January 6th speech, you heard a tiny bit of it there, at the White House preceding the U.S. Capitol insurrection was protected by the First Amendment. The House impeachment managers will argue that Trump is singularly responsible for inciting the insurrection, which again is the charge in the impeachment article, and that he should be barred from holding future office. What do you say? Unofficial poll, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. COVID hit one of my very good friends hard. He's joining us next to tell us what it was like to go through it.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
If you come and love me, love me, please don't tease. If I can hold you, honey, let me squeeze. Oh, my heart, I go round and round, and the love comes tumbling down. Do you believe me? Ripless!
Obviously, on this show, we've been talking a lot about COVID now for actually over a year, because we were talking about it before it hit the United States. And joining us now is Mark Goldman. He's the managing partner of Goldman and McCormick PR and a pal of mine, too, as well. And I was so saddened and scared to learn about his experience with COVID-19. Hey, Mark, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Great pleasure.
So tell us what happened. I mean, take us back to how'd you know you had it, and what was that like?
You know what? On January 2nd, I got a rapid test. I was negative. On January, I think, 4th or 5th, I got another rapid test, and I was positive. And I had to, they said I had to quarantine for 14 days. I actually ended up quarantining for 19 days. My kids were with my ex-wife, and the house that I'm living in, I have my mother there as well. She's, you know, very elderly and old. So I had to actually check into a hotel for 19 days. I told them, of course, I was on business, which I was, right? And I stayed there for 19 days. We're at quarantine. I really didn't see anybody. I didn't really do too much work. And it was the worst experience of my life, and I'm still traumatized from it till this day.
So when you say it's the worst experience of your life, what were you experiencing? What were, you know, you test positive, you go in the hotel, were you getting night sweats? What was it like?
Absolutely. I had very high fevers. I was getting night sweats. I was having nightmares. I didn't eat for 2 weeks straight. I was sleeping all hours of the day. It was just a horrible, horrible experience for me. I did not have, like some other people have, the lack of smell or taste. I just wasn't hungry at all. But it's a horrible, horrible situation. I really recommend, if anybody thinks this is fake or it's political or it's not true or it's a conspiracy. This is 100% real. And we have to make sure that everybody in this country knows that this is real. Keep up the social distancing. Keep up the mask wearing. Even if your governor or your politician says, you gotta wear your mask and blah, 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 and you're against what they say or you're against politics, whatever it is, wear a mask because it will be better for you in the long run.
Yeah, and better for us as a country, obviously, and we see it's happening around the world, too, because of how it's just crushed business. It had to be scary for you because you were so isolated, too. And I know you know, you're a gregarious person. You got people around you, and you got kids. So for your kids, it had to be scary.
Yeah, no, it was a very, very scary experience all around. For the first 2 weeks, I was really just not feeling good at all. After the second week, I did a telehealth session with a doctor, and he called in about 4 different medications, and I really got much more healthier from that, between the vitamins, some of the medications I was on, like a Z-Pack and a steroid and this, that, and the other, and it just really, really helped out in the long run. So you know, obviously I was very appreciative of the doctor. If I did not do that, I would have ended up in the emergency room.
Wow. So, because like we said, you had the night sweats, you couldn't sleep, you couldn't eat, all that stuff. But because you did the telehealth thing, and then you got, like you said, the various things from the steroids to the vitamins, et cetera, that helped kind of buoy you. Otherwise, were you worried, obviously, that you would be one of those people that got into the hospital and maybe ended up not breathing, getting on a ventilator?
Absolutely. And then the other thing is when I'm in the hotel, I put on the TV and all I see is, you know, 50,000 more people died of COVID today or, you know, or whatever else. And I'm just thinking, more people are dying and this may happen to me and, you know, whatever else. It's just really, really scary, scary experience. And I also got anxious to go to sleep in the evenings because I was afraid of all the nightmares and fever and sweating and everything else. It was just a horrible, horrible, traumatizing experience, really, overall.
So you have the anxiety, but then you start to notice that it finally, eventually, you feel better. You take another test and you're, what, negative, and you know that you can leave the hotel?
No. After 14 days of quarantining, they say, you know, you're better, you know, or you don't have to quarantine anymore. But what I did was I was checking my fever every day. I was checking my oxygen levels every day. And I was in communication with the doctor, and between those three things, I was set to go back. So I had fever. I was fever free for 7 days. My oxygen levels were at 98%. So I was really in a better place. I was feeling good, more energy. I was ready to eat. So really, at the end, you kind of knew that it was out of you.
What would you say to people? Because you know now we're having also you talked about the masks, Mark, but also the great debate over the vaccines.
Right. Yeah, you know what? I think for all the people that are, you know, it's I'm not anti-vaccine. I have kids and we've vaccinated them for several different things. None of them have autism. None of them have any horrible issues going around that. And when the vaccine is available, I mean, I'm in New York, so it's been a little messed up, but when it is available, I'm ready to take it. And if there's a side effect or two, that's something, you know, I got to deal with personally. But I can never, ever have COVID again. I don't want anybody to experience what I experienced.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we're glad you're well. And, Mark, thanks so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
So as Mark said, you know, you look at the symptoms and he described it and he did that 14 days. And, you know, you get the fever, cough, shortness of breath. They're the highest frequency symptoms of COVID-19. According to this latest study of symptoms in about 11,000 adult COVID-19 patients, at least one of those symptoms was reported in 93% of the cases. The fever, the chills that he was talking about, the fever can be low grade or a degree or two higher than normal to dangerously high, and you can experience chills in your body, which feels cold for no apparent reason. It could be just kind of a cozy temperature, but you're still shivering. And then the cough, everybody talks about the cough. It's a respiratory illness, so cough is a common symptom, and it can also appear early in the infection. A dry, persistent cough can be a red flag that you have COVID-19. The fatigue, the muscle aches, that's another thing to look out for. Mark mentioned it. He didn't have that distorted sense of smell or taste or loss of it, but a lot of people describe that as something that they are dealing with, and then they know that's why they believe they have COVID and take the tests and whatnot. So now we're at 463,000 deaths in the United States. That's out of 27 million cases worldwide, 2.31 million of total cases worldwide, 106 million reported cases that we know of, because, of course, that number could be a little bit different. Those are numbers, by the way, from John Hopkins. Scary, scary stuff. When you think about it, 31.9 million people have been vaccinated. So the number who have received at least one dose of the vaccine, and that covers 25.9% of the prioritized population and 9.6% of the total population of the United States. And the vaccine, and how do you get it, and how do you register? I always say this show is about the conversation in your backyard and mine, no matter where you are listening to us, whether it is in Tucson, Arizona, or whether you are listening to us in Ottumwa, Iowa, Portland, Oregon, New Orleans, wherever it might be, anywhere in the great state of Louisiana or in the great state of Michigan. And we want to welcome a new affiliate, WMIC in Sandusky, Michigan. And so if you're listening to us there, the thing to do is call the county. And I know it's frustrating. You have to get on the computer. You make these phone calls and you just get sent to a line somewhere. But it does work. If you just keep pressing forward, you will get on a list. And as the vaccine becomes available, if you're getting that vaccine, like Mark said, and you have no issues with it, well, then get yourself in line and just be patient. In a more rural area, they're having much more success. That's why West Virginia and some of the areas in West Virginia, boy, they're doing phenomenal. I mean, they're like at 85% of, as far as all the doses they've gotten, getting them out there because, and I've talked about this on a previous show, because of the connectivity to these pharmacies. People know their pharmacists. The word gets out. It spreads. They're local. And then people are getting vaccinated and none of the doses are getting lost in between. And of course, the next thing that happens is once you get the first one, and then it's all about getting the second one and being able to get that quickly enough and not let it linger too far. That's why J&J, you know, Johnson & Johnson, they're talking about their vaccine. Once they get all the approvals, that's a one-shot deal. There were fireworks in Tampa for the first socially distanced Super Bowl. Home field advantage for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who slaughtered the Chiefs. We're talking about it on the flip side as we open the door to the man cave.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. As President Biden and congressional Democrats continue to push for a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, Republican lawmakers and some economists have pushed back against the price tag. A group of Senate Republicans presented the president with a $600 billion proposal last week that they called a more targeted approach. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg echoed the president's words to ABC's This Week that he's afraid Congress won't go big enough to address all the issues.
If you look at the way that economists have responded to this proposal, you know, you've seen economic advisors from the last four administrations. Think about what that means. That's Clinton, Bush, Obama, and even Trump saying that we need to do this. You've got Moody's saying that we could have 4 million fewer jobs if we don't act now. And we're operating in a time of historically low interest rates. This is a moment where the greatest risk we could take, as the president has said, is not the risk of doing too much. It's the risk of doing too little.
This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden sat down in the White House for a Super Bowl Sunday interview. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
President Biden was asked by CBS News' Laura O'Donnell what things will look like 1 year from now.
We're going to be able to celebrate it all as usual.
About Hunter's memoir.
It gave me hope reading it. I mean, it was like, my boy's back.
The Iran nuclear situation.
Will the U.S. lift sanctions first in order to get Iran back to the negotiating table?
No.
Relations with China.
But I'm not going to do it the way Trump did. We're going to focus on international rules of the road.
On whether former President Trump should still receive intelligence briefings.
I think not, because of his erratic behavior.
The minimum wage.
No one should work 40 hours a week and live below the poverty wage.
And targeting relief in his stimulus plan.
I'm prepared to negotiate that.
From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Time to
invade the bad game.
Of course, in the man cave, it's pretty obvious. Welcome to the Woe Man Man Cave. Here's the thing, and I talk about it in my book, Invade the Man Cave. It's all about the Super Bowl. It is. It's all about the Super Bowl if you're a sports fan, and I know people get angry and disappointed with sports. I don't think anyone was disappointed with what happened this season, because I can't even believe they got through the season. I just cannot even believe it. I thought for sure that maybe halfway through and forget it, they would never, with the protocols, they would never be able to do it, but they did, meaning the NFL. So somehow they did it. They made it all the way to the Super Bowl. It was a social distancing Super Bowl, and Brady once again comes up with number 7, 31-9. The Tampa Bay defense was incredible. I mean, incredible. I know that there was concerns about it being a super spreading event because people have parties, and there were definitely parties. There were definitely people that had parties. There were definitely bars that people showed up to in Tampa, and they weren't masked. Woohoo! And they were, you know, in bathing suits and flip-flops and whatever. So Godspeed. Who knows what happens? I think there are people that will spread something when they leave some of the places that they've been, because that's the thing. It's the parties. It's the closeness. We crave it, but that's the thing that becomes the nightmare. So the nightmare for Pat Mahomes was two interceptions. I mean, he was playing, his foot was bugging him. I think the kid is so talented. He's already won a Super Bowl for KC. They'll be back again. But it was just not their day, period, at all. They could not get anything going. It was the opposite for the Buccaneers. They had everything working for them right from the start. And sure enough, they closed the deal. Bruce Arians, who's almost 70, 68, who's the head coach of Tampa Bay. I love this guy. He is a true blue-collar coach. He is. He worked his way up, finally got a gig in Arizona. He was there for a few years. And to wind up getting back into coaching and to be with Tampa Bay, and they had the worst team, and then to get Tom Brady, and then to go all the way from being a pretty horrific team offensively, and then to see what they were able to do throughout the season was really, really honestly something to watch. So the game itself, you know, really turned out to be a game that was all about the Tampa Bay Bucks. So for Tampa Bay fans, like I said, it couldn't be any better. For fans of Kansas City and for fans of I Just Want a Good Game, it was the Kansas City Chiefs were favored by 3. They did not get that, right? They didn't get that. So Brady also, by the way, got his 5th Super Bowl MVP because he didn't turn the ball over. And as much as the defense did so well, he kept it together. You know, he was the glue when he had to be the glue. And I think the navigating, not turning it over, getting to Gronkowski twice for 2 touchdowns, that was a very, very big, big deal. And some of the players on the team that have been there for a long time finally see this culminate for them in a Super Bowl win. So very big. The other thing that's big about the Super Bowl, of course, is the commercials, because people always analyze the commercials and talk about the commercials. In fact, I've been asked by a lot of radio and television stations tomorrow morning to come on and throw in my 2 cents for what it's worth on some of the commercials and some other aspects of the game and what I saw with the defense or offense or whatever. And so I'm going to start with this one because I have a feature on Alexa. If you go to Flash Briefings, it's called Her Story, and it's about badass women in history, current women and previous women. It's just a little short feature that I've been doing for a year, and sometimes we air them here on the show as well. So Alexa is an interesting thing because some people absolutely love it and they have you know, the echoes in all of their rooms, and some people hate it and feel like they're being spied on. But this commercial was quite clever. Take a listen and picture Michael B. Jordan, the actor, as part of the spot in this.
It's just flawless, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, I literally couldn't imagine a more beautiful vessel for Alexa to be inside. Alexa, how many tablespoons are in a cup?
There are 16 tablespoons in a cup.
Babe, food just got here. Why are you cooking? Who's that?
Alexa, turn on the sprinklers.
Honey, I already ran the sprinklers. Things are getting way too wet around here.
Alexa, dim the light. But
I'll save you. Alexa, lights up!
Add bath oil to my shopping list.
Alexa, no. Don't do that.
Read my audiobook.
I was in his hands. I was being changed.
Yeah.
I noticed that I was also kissing him.
Honey, other people have to use the bathroom around here, too.
So the thing that's happening is you hear Michael B. Jordan's voice and he's appearing to her, and that's the vessel. So you see the Amazon Echo, and that's the cleverness of it and how the woman is enthralled by it. So it's pretty interesting the way they did that. This was, I think, going to be a really big hit that people will talk about. Matthew McConaughey and Doritos, just picture him as one of those cardboard flat cutouts to begin the story with.
Lately, I just haven't been feeling quite like myself. Life used to feel fuller.
I want to
Matthew?
Break free.
Matthew?
Some days are harder than others.
I want to break free.
It's like I used to be on solid ground.
Welcome, Matthew McConaughey.
Did you drive here, or did you travel by fax?
I want to break free.
There's got to be a way to get back.
I want to break free. This time I know it's for real. I'm falling in love. God knows.
Doritos, now in 3D.
And, of course, what happens with McConaughey is at the end, when he gets the 3D Doritos out of a vending machine, he becomes big again. He's not the flat cutout that you saw in the stadiums and you saw in the stadium for the Super Bowl. He's not that facsimile of himself, as Jimmy Kimmel said. And I thought that was pretty clever, too. I know this is radio, so you have to... I'm painting the picture for you, if you will, to give you a little slice of the Super Bowl commercials. They paid 5.5 mil for 30 seconds, so the pressure was on. And then there was the Cheeto spot. I'm a huge Cheeto. I have like a hate-love affair with Cheetos, right, because I'm trying to eat healthier. But if I get a bag of Cheetos, forget it. It's all over. Yeah, nobody's getting near my Cheetos, so I could totally relate to this spot. Take a listen.
Did you steal my Cheetos again?
Just tell him it wasn't you.
But I caught you at the counter.
It wasn't me.
Saw you snacking on the sofa. It
wasn't me.
You even had him in the shower.
It wasn't me.
I even caught you on camera.
Access to your snacks. Don't talk surprised that she sleep behind your back. You gotta keep tabs before she emptied that bag. Let's review the situation. Orange fingers, red flag. To keep you on stash, you gotta hide it better. If she asks where they are, you say forget her. Never admit to a word, and please don't upset her. And if she keep on snacking, I guess you will let her.
Well, did you?
Wasn't me.
Oh. Okay.
Well, that's the first time that's ever worked. New Cheetos Crunch Pop Mix.
All right, so the funny thing behind that is she's, of course, got the evidence all over her face in the various spots where Ashton Kutcher sees his wife, Mila Kunis, who is eating the Cheetos. And Shaggy's in that, and that's his song, It Wasn't Me. And so he appears in that ad, too. So when Kutcher first shows up to ask his wife, did you steal my Cheetos? It wasn't me comes up, and that's the whole theme of it. It wasn't me. You know, keep asking, did you steal my Cheetos, right? My husband says, was there a rat in the house? Was there a rat? There must have been a rat. So I liked all three of those Super Bowl commercials. Other people will put up other things. There's a big conversation about it because it's just interesting. It's one of the things that people watch, especially if it's Super Bowl, that could be a blowout Super Bowl, which is exactly what we had. So the conversation in the man cave could be about grub, as always, and we had those wings, so it would be about the wings. Were they hot enough? Did you have the right sauce with the wings? What else did you have with the wings? Was it onion rings? Was it something else? And I enjoyed the Super Bowl, and I have a sad announcement to make. Nobody nailed the score. There were a couple of guesses that the Bucks would win, but nobody was even in the ballpark. I thought it would be a much more high-scoring game, and it wasn't. So it went under the total, and Kansas City was favored by 3, and that was crushed naturally. But it was a different game, I believe, than a lot of people expected that they would see. In the end, it's kind of a captive audience, so I would think that the ratings might be pretty decent for it, but the NFL is done for the season and hoping the next time that they hit the field, we have passed the pandemic and it's fans in the stands again. So once again, congratulations to the Buccaneers. For the Chiefs fans, don't worry, you'll be back. Mahomes is too good and so is that whole team. But the Bucs win Super Bowl 55, 31-9. Mic drop and a wrap of the headers round the bend. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
A look at the headers, things that are making the buzz heading into the week and coming off of the weekend, and then the mic drop moment. I have to say, because there's always so much pressure when you look at being a performer, which I'm not whining for those making millions doing what they love to do in the singing world, but there is pressure on the person or persons who perform at the halftime show on what is often the world's biggest stage, probably their biggest stage audience in one shot, no matter how big they play. It, you know, you think of last year it was Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, and there was so much conversation about what they wore and, you know, people that liked it, didn't like it, but it created a massive buzz. It definitely generated a reaction. And this time around, you had The Weeknd, who has been this guy who's captivated people sort of with this R&B poppy sound and is a excellent writer and has taken songs that have been written for him. And he's got this sort of Vegas-style showmanship and those smooth, velvety vocals, like I said, pop, R&B, and I'll tell you what, he did what I think for a 13-minute set, trying to go through his hits, I Can't Feel My Face, The Hills, After Hours, Blinding Light. You may not even know any of these songs, but they're songs that have put him on the map. Save Your Tears, the soundtrack, earned it from the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack. That's another one that he sang. And I think he put on a great show. I'm going to say drop the mic on this show. Because, there it is. Because, you know, he pumped in $8 million of his own dollars into this because he wanted it to be his vision. So the choreography of this was kind of limited to the weekend walking through the stands and mugging to the camera and that kind of stuff. But I think what he did with the other dancers and things around him, I think he did a good job. I don't know that he's going to get high marks for it because of some of the other performances that we've seen and how when you do a solo halftime set, it's tough, right? It's just breakneck. Like I said, 13 minutes. That's why a lot of times there's one or two other people and usually famous singers that are part of a medley or that kind of thing. So this was a big stage show. And I think he sounded fantastic. He was charming when the backup dancers weren't all over him. And it was, it was a good show. I think it was a very, very, very good show. And nobody's going to complain because there was any skin being shown. Because that wasn't this at all. So it wasn't like Beyonce, it wasn't like Prince in 2007 singing Purple Rain, any of that kind of stuff. But it was fun, it was memorable, so bravo. Mic drop. You get the mic drop when you do that. I think it's tough to climb. I think it's tough to climb that mountain. I wouldn't want to do it, but of course I can't sing a lick, and it's not my business. So I wouldn't be doing any show like that at all. So good for him that he did the best that, you know, that he pumped in some money. He made it a big extravaganza and made it about the music. That's what I think it was. He made it about the music. That's the best way to sum it up. When I opened the show, I talked about this, or I briefly mentioned it anyway, because, you know, we're going into this impeachment week where the Senate unveils their case against the president, which, I, you know, we know, again, the numbers aren't there, so that's a foregone conclusion. But what's interesting is that there was a poll that was taken as to whether or not the president should be, you know, be president again, basically. And the majority of the people in this poll said that former President Trump should be convicted and barred from holding federal office. So where is this poll from? It's an ABC News Ipsos poll, and they, with this set to begin, they compared his public attitudes in the early days of his first impeachment trial, support for the Senate convicting the president now is higher, according to the numbers they found. So in this poll that just was published, when the first trial was going, but before senators had voted, 47% of Americans said the Senate should vote to remove Trump from office, and 49% of Americans said he should not be removed, so that was higher. But in this latest poll, 56% of Americans say Trump should be convicted and barred from holding office again. 43% say he should be convicted. So the new poll was conducted with the thing that they call this knowledge panel thing. And, I mean, for what it's worth, right? By a 17-point margin, Americans say there are more radical extremists within the GOP than the Democratic Party. And this is part of that conversation and part of what goes back to January 6th and the attack on the Capitol. So the president's charge is one charge, incitement of insurrection for his role in that. But I will say it again, I would be stunned if 17 Republicans jump on board. They will not. It would take 67 senators to vote to convict the former president. If enough senators vote to convict, the chamber would hold a second vote, so you know the procedures. I don't see it happening. I don't see it, but let's just give you the procedure. The chamber would hold a second vote on whether to bar him from holding federal office again, and that would only take a simple majority. So in this poll, you know, again, support for conviction among Republicans was low in the latest one, but slightly higher than it was in the first Senate impeachment trial. So what does that tell you? A poll is a poll, but it is interesting to see that the numbers shifted after some time versus, you know, now there's more time to digest it. But again, if it strictly, when you look at this, does the former president face this down? And the answer is he does. The rioters are saying that he had a lot of rioters saying they did what the president told them to do, and that's going to be really at the heart of this. This is really going to be what ultimately is, you know, is what the case will hinge on. So the impeachment trial now set to get underway on Monday, and what that turns out to be and what it turns out to look like is part of the convo. Coronavirus, that also is always part of the conversation, and most of it is, are you getting the vaccine? If you are, how did you get it? Are you in line? Did you get one? You're looking for the second one? All of that. And then, of course, the variants and how it spreads through the U.S. and what does it mean? And are you protected from that? And what are we hearing about the vaccine, and does it protect from these different variants? And there will be a lot of coming back over, I think, the Super Bowl. People that watched it and people that enjoy football will talk about it or talk about the commercials, as we did when we were in the man cave. George Shultz, I think, was one of the most influential secretaries of state. I had a conversation about George with his niece, and she told me some fascinating things. George Shultz died at the age of 100. He was President Ronald Reagan's most trusted advisor as the Cold War was drawing down. He had an interesting touch in instincts, and he was the first to challenge the Soviet Union and to find common ground through diplomacy. And he served President Reagan well and the country well. So I say RIP to one of the best secretaries of state and certainly a gentleman in his time, 100 years old. Thanks all of you for listening to this version of the show, this hour anyway. Remember, make it count.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.